Welcome to our online training for the Hardeman and Jackson Social Identity Development Model. I'm Tissily Medley, and I'm the Director of Counseling on South Campus. My co-facilitator is Crimson Height.
I'm Crimson, and I work on Northeast and Student Accessibility Resources.
So today we'll be reviewing the Hardeman and Jackson Social Identity Development Model, so that OIDI associates can feel more comfortable in presenting the model during the Foundations training series, as the model can seem a bit complex. First, it is important to understand that theoretical models are one researcher's or a set of researchers' conceptualization of how a process works. Models do not describe absolutes, but hypotheses. Often, models describe differences in the form of stages or phases. Sometimes these stages are chronological or based on changes in age, and sometimes they are based on other factors. This model, by Hardeman and Jackson, describes how an individual comes to see oneself as it relates to that person's racial identity and in recognizing how other people may experience that person's race. There are differences in how people move through this identity development, depending on whether they are part of the minority or target group, or the majority or agent group. And so we will present each group individually. The movement from one stage to another within the model is based on shifts in self-perception, but some people may notice correlations with age, cognitive level, or other factors. So let's begin. The first stage of the Hardeman and Jackson model is naive. Here, children start out with a colorblind approach with no context or value added to their observations. When it comes to color or race specifically, children give no social value to color. For example, my son talks about himself as being brown and his friend as being peach. To him, the colors are just descriptors with no negative or positive value. The peach friend is his friend because they go to the same daycare. And no other reason. The fact that he is brown isn't good or bad, it is just a statement of fact. Children transition into the agreement stage when race becomes dichotomous, an either-or approach. So, let's discuss agreement. Minorities begin to internalize the social messages they receive about race in the agreement stage. They start to internalize and accept as true those messages in the world around them that say, to be white is good, everyone else is bad. Minorities recognize their own membership in the non-white group. Minorities begin